For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
This old man I've talked about broke his own heart, poured it in the ground. Big red tree.
Feed the Trees. That's the name of that song. Louis Flory is our tree feeding expert. Spends a lot of time at our house because my wife has a passion for all things outdoors. And unfortunately, so does Louis. And so they sit outside. They drag me along. And I'm not nearly as interested as they are. But they get very animated talking about this tree and that tree and where to put yews for privacy and what to do with this oak over here and this hooby jooby over here, and I don't know the names of any of this stuff. Louis, you busy this week?
You know what, Michael? Yes, we are busy with a lot of the aftermath from this Arctic blast, obviously, that we got through Houston and all surrounding counties here. A lot of the palm trees are stressed out, burnt. A lot of our citrus trees, fruit trees, are under distress from being burnt from the cold temperature. So yeah, we've got our hands full going on right now.
And so let's start with what trees are the most likely to survive as a species in this region from this cold.
The most likely that we're not terribly concerned about would be, you know, your live oak trees. They're very hardy trees. They grow probably the best tree, less vulnerable to problems, and can survive deep Arctic blasts. But they do absorb some damage from that cold temperature. It burns all the foliage in the tree. A lot of these live oaks are turning brown, and they'll start defoliating all that dead foliage. A lot of people are concerned about their trees because they're such a big, valuable investment when you start bringing all these trees in and trying to create your tree landscape. So those are, we think those will be fine. We're recommending to go in and prune and clean out a lot of the unnecessary growth inside the canopy of these oak trees to relieve some of the freeze damage off of the cycling system of the plant. So those we think will be fine with a little bit of help. The biggest problem, trees that we're seeing the last few days and just about any time we get these Arctic blasts through, you know, Texas, which would be the pendo palm, the queen palm, the sago palm, Mediterranean palm, Mexican palm, so and so on. Those trees are more tropical and they're really expensive. So when our clients have us come in and create that, popular, tropical oasis, if you will, in the backyard around the pool with all these palm trees, when we get these Arctic blasts, it gets so cold. These trees are not used to that type temperature when that temperature gets down to, you know, 15, 20, 25 degrees. It literally freezes the cycling system of that plant, not to mention all the freeze damage that burns all the fans of these palm trees. So these palm trees first, like right now, these palm tree fans start, they turn brown, and then they start getting heavy and bending and breaking and snapping, and it just makes the palm tree look horrible. And needless to say, you know, our customers, the homeowners, are going out and they're just freaking out because they've spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars bringing and creating this tropical oasis with these palm trees, right? And so we try to go in and assess the amount of freeze damage that these palms have absorbed. And what we'll do is go in and first of all, take and get all the dead fans out of them. And then we'll start doing root injections with soil enricheners, root promoting products, greening materials, and try to crank that food bank, what we call the vascular system, back up and get that cycling system to start producing food supply and water supply to replenish and rejuvenate upper canopy growth in a lot of these palm trees and even the oak trees. We don't want to, you know, even though they're hardier trees, we don't want those to get behind the curve and ultimately lose some of those trees either, Michael.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be a live oak anymore.
No, it would not be a live oak.
I know you want to lay eyes on a tree before you pass judgment on it, but as people are looking outside, more than anything else, just to know how depressed they should be, are there telltale signs that their tree has died during this freeze?
Yeah, when we go in, just like I do at your house, I'll go in and meet with my clients and, you know, listen to their concerns and then we'll assess the damage. And in my past history of over 40 years of doing this, I've dealt with a few ice storms here in Houston, unfortunately. And if these things are burnt just really, really bad, I'm the last person that's going to go, hey, let's immediately throw the towel in on the front side. I want to be more optimist about going, okay, hey, listen, you got X dollar of investment in these things. Let's take and let's try to do as amount of damage control as we can with least amount of money as we have to try to try to protect the investment that you have here. So let's take and inject these products to try to get that root system cycling, try to get fungus, potential fungus spores under control, and then let's reevaluate in about 30, 45 days, 60 days. And then at that point, we can go, okay, hey, look, this one's starting to show signs of producing upper canopy growth, new fans in these palm trees, new growth producing in the oak trees. Then at that point, we can go, hey, you know what? I think we're good to go. We're definitely on the right road of recovering with these trees. And let's go ahead and continue this program to assure that these things go ahead and come out and start budding properly and cycle properly. After about 60 days or so, 90 days on the outside, if we've not encouraged any upper canopy growth, nothing's going on, I just strongly recommend my clients, and I tell them that I am real transparent. If I can help you with it, if I can see results from a minimum investment, great. If I can't, I'm going to tell you, let's cut the loss, get it out of there, and bring something else back in to create that tropical oasis or the oak trees or whatever, you know, tree that we're putting back in. I just don't want them to spend any more money than we just have to. But most people go, you know, Lewis, I've spent, again, tens of thousands of dollars back here creating this look that I want. I don't want to lose this stuff, you know. And so we'll go in and go, hey, let's try to, do this damage control and see what kind of results we can get out of it. And then we kind of make that assessment whether we're successful with that application or not.
Lewis, I'm up against a break. My tree guru, Lewis Flory, Ability Tree Experts, 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179. He is passionate about trees, and I love that. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Michael, thank you.
You also will not have to worry about what comes out of his mouth because let's just say he shares the values our listeners and myself. Solid, solid guy. Good, good guy. You got to think about that. Some guys walking around your house when your wife's home alone, you want to make sure you can trust them. And I adore Lewis.
Some don't want to hear it. He'll just go ahead and say it. Sorry. The Michael Berry Show.
I have a buddy named Ray Breyers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe piles, sign poles, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.